What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast. And now with the latest Vibe, here's Wild Wally.
I'm Wild Wally. Today we have the honor of speaking with Colonel John Stewart of the Ohio Army National Guard. First off, thank you for your service. Nice to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
What brings you to the station today?
Well, today we're coming around just to talk about the Ohio Army National Guard, talk about the benefits of being a member of our organization. Also, thank the Ohio Association of Broadcasters that does get us out to these locations and lets us, you know, say the word of the Ohio Army National Guard to everyone.
How long have you been in the Guard?
So in a total of service time, I have a little bit over 36 years of total service time. And that's between the active Army and the Ohio National Guard since 1991, a good amount of time. I made a career out of it. It's worked out well for me, but you know, it's not necessarily for everyone. So most of our force is a traditional force or 1 week a month, 2 weeks a year, where I'm a full-time member, but we need all of the above.
So how is the Ohio Army National Guard different from the other branches of service?
Well, we are the only branch with community, state, and national missions. So we are here to support the governor of Ohio. You know, if there's a disaster in a community across Ohio, we are going to be there for that community if the governor directs us to be there. At the same time, we're going to perform our federal mission, which is in support of the United States Army and the President of the United States. And you see Ohio National Guardsmen spread across not only the state of Ohio, we are within the United States to include the National Capital Region. We're right now, our soldiers, you know, protect the skies over our nation's capital. We also have soldiers in places that you wouldn't think of, South America right now, Europe, and of course in Central Command or the Middle East, as it's known.
Colonel, what kind of missions does the Ohio Army National Guard have here in Eastern Ohio, as well as the whole state?
We have a variety of missions specific to this area, and most of those are within the maintenance or transportation communities, to include in Newark. You know, a maintenance company that's right here and has been here for quite a number of years. You might know somebody that's actually served and maybe retired and still lives in the local area. But across the state, we have the full breadth and depth of the United States Army to include infantry, armor, military police, cyber. We are in all aspects. You know, you want to fly helicopters? Come to the Ohio Army National Guard. We're going to get you in helicopters.
What are some of the main reasons that young men and women join the Ohio Army National Guard?
You know, a lot of times the education benefits pulls those young men and women into our ranks. But what you'll see is what keeps it in our ranks is not just the financial gain that comes from, you know, 100% tuition assistance, not only for college, but also for certifications and trade schools. It's that sense of pride, that sense of duty. Because once you're in, you put on the uniform, you go through, you know, what we call embrace the suck. You know, you get through the bad part, but it builds so much camaraderie. It builds so much esprit de corps in you. And you know you're serving something bigger than who you are as an individual and as a team. And that keeps you in for quite a long time.
What inspires members to stay in the Guard?
I mean, most stay because they enjoy being that part of something more than who they are. You know, when you build a team, you know, whether it be at the squad level, which is about 9 folks, the platoon level, about 30 folks, or the company or bigger, you're in a family. I always tell people it's not punching a clock. It's not an eight-hour workday. It is a way of life. And, you know, it's not only when you put on a uniform, it's also when you take it off. You are following a set of values that, you know, brings you into our ranks. And everyone follows the values. You are never alone when you're a service member. You know, and that's something that we've learned over the years. We watch out for one another. And it's not only us in uniform. It's also our families and quite frankly, our employers as well, because their sacrifice goes a long way so that we can do what we do.
So let's talk about the benefits and the programs available.
Yeah, I mean, we have great partnerships across the state of Ohio, you know, for skilled tradesmen, certifications, and of course, college tuition. You know, that's one of the most advertised pieces for us is 100% tuition paid. But I've said a couple times, that also applies to trade certifications throughout the state. So on top of that, there's health insurance, you know, associated with being a active guardsman. If you look up TRICARE Reserve Select, it is a very, very affordable healthcare option. And it not only applies to the soldier, but also applied to the family with the premiums that you pay out.
Colonel, before we wrap things up, what's the one takeaway that you can give our listeners that you'd like to emphasize about the Ohio Army National Guard?
Every soldier's life is better for serving the National Guard. You know, the structure I said the esprit de corps, the teamwork, the selfless service, the patriotism, everything that you feel by putting on the uniform, it just builds a pride in yourself, in who you are, in the team that you're a part of, and it carries you, you know, literally throughout life. You know, whether you serve 6 years or 36 years, like those of us that are really old, it does. It carries you along in everything you do. It drives you each and every day. It puts you in situations that you need to be in as a person to make good life choices. At the end of the day, when you retire or you end your service, you look back with pride on what you've done, not only for yourself, for your state, and for your nation.
You've got the vibe. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.